This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 173, for Saturday, August 12th, 2017, and the 12th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2017. Hope everybody's day is going well. I've decided today to kind of... we may have dog noises in the background, bear in mind. I'm trying to keep the dogs relatively quiet because Charlotte and Gracie are napping right now. And hopefully I can keep them from waking her up. But I figured I was going to knock out my podcast while I got a chance. And then once Gracie's back up again, well, her mom will be home actually fairly soon from school. And then she'll have her and Charlotte should have plenty of time. But today I was kind of going to do a combination of one of my topics from my list and a what's going on with my day, because they kind of roll together. And so I was going to talk about console gaming. So gaming on, you know, television consoles all the way back from... We did not own it, but I remember playing Pong on, like, the original... before Atari, it was just like... I should have looked this up, but all of a sudden it just popped into my head about it. But I remember playing Pong. I was 10... maybe, trying to remember where we lived, where we'd be. I think it was less than 10, it's like 8, something like that. My mom was, my mom was involved, she was involved with like a brownie troop or something that my sister was in. And I got stuck going with them to, I mean, I almost want to Google, but when did Pong, when, sorry, did Pong, 72, so no, I don't think, anyway, okay, so let's not worry about that, it's too early. At some point I remember playing Pong on something, it might have even been on Atari. I definitely had friends that had, you know, the original Atari 2600 that we used to play the heck out of. What was that original combat game? Combat, I think. That was, you know, like dots on the screen, 30 different ways. The tanks that could just shoot each other. The tanks that could bounce their bounce things off the walls. The airplanes that were basically the tanks, except the dots on the screen were arranged a little bit differently. It was good times. But, you know, hey, that's what we had back then. I definitely played on Ataris. The first console that I was significantly into and owned, if I remember correctly, I had some PC games. I had a Commodore VIC-20, and I had a Commodore, and I had the... I had the Commodore 120. I skipped the 64 and I got it. You need to go outside. Come on, let's go. All right. Calling an audible here and everybody are going outside. The dogs that will keep them from... no, drop that. Drop it. Drop it. Thank you. Drop it. Drop it, Dubby. You're not taking that outside. You're not taking it outside. No. No, you're not. Let's go. No, Lola, it's not happening. So, sorry about that. Slice of life. I had like a Commodore 128 in college. I had friends who had PCs, and I had friends who had Macs even. I had a Commodore 128. I got a PC not long after that. And around at the same time I had that PC, I got, I guess, my first console that I was, like, severely invested in anyway. I had an Atari Jaguar. It was the first 64-bit console, when I think most of the other ones were 16-bit. And I have no idea. Maybe they had one register in there that had 64 bits in it or something. I mean, it was hot. Graphics for the time were amazing. But I, you know, it, I don't know exactly. Yeah, you're going to hear dogs. Sorry. Slice of life. Michael Butler, you should like this one. And in particular, I think part of the reason I got it was because it was one of the first or the highest graphic value console ports of Doom. And I had played some of Doom on like the PC, like at work. I played Doom on the Atari Jaguar, and it was freaking amazing. It was awesome. I would come, and I had, at one point in there, I bought a pretty big, this is back when it was a tube television. I think it was like 27 inches or something. That thing weighed approximately like 4,000 pounds. Rosie, hush. I may have to go back inside because Rosie may want me to throw the stick with her. And the way we do the throw the stick is she barks at me a lot. So if she starts barking, I'm going to have to leave them outside and go back inside. But I'm trying to avoid that. So I had an Atari Jaguar and played the heck out of Doom and some other stuff on it. Then I got more into PC games for a while during most of the 90s, most of the rest of the 90s. And I got back, I finally bought the original Xbox at one point. I had only had a handful of games for it. I think I bought it more, because I think, pretty sure the Xbox played DVDs. I don't know if it played CDs. I don't even remember it played. There was a one point in there that I bought. I think I bought my first PS3 purely as a Blu-ray player. So I kind of got back into, during the 2000s, into it slowly. I was primarily an Xbox person for a while, so I had an original Xbox. I still have it somewhere. I played a lot of games on the Xbox 360. And then when this most recent generation came out, and man, I'm sorry if the crickets or cicadas or frogs or whatever those are coming in the background. When this most recent generation dropped, I went the Xbox One route, and that was a tactical error. And during this, and I've gotten more and more, but I mean, I play a lot of PC games too, but gotten more and more into playing console games again. Just the majority of, for the games that are on both consoles, many more people usually play on the PS4. And if you're trying to play something that's multiplayer, it's a lot easier to find, anybody, most especially your friends over there, because that's where it really matters. And then other than Xbox exclusives, the exclusives for the PS4, at least, seem to be better. So, I've had an Xbox One for a while, and one of the main games that I got it for is a game called Destiny. That's only 8 minutes in when I get around to what I'm talking. So, Destiny came out three years ago. It's a first person shooter / MMO. It's kind of a hybrid-y sort of thing. Basically allows you to group up together. I mean, there's supposedly a storyline. It's not much of an MMO, especially the first one. The second one's supposed to be a little better. But a pretty popular game. Very good first-person shooter, in my opinion. I think I mainly bought, because I am willing with consoles to stick with the older console for a while and not worry about getting the new one right away. The Xbox One had been out for a while when I finally got one. And I got it, I believe, 2 years ago with Destiny. And at that point, Destiny had been out for a while. So maybe 2.5 years ago. I don't know. Maybe a little more. Actually, I think Destiny came out, so that would be 2015 when I bought it. So I think Destiny probably came out in the fall of 2014. So it had been out for 8 months when I bought it. It was right into the second expansion thing that was done for it, called DLC or downloadable content if you're into the new. But I really like Destiny. There are three classes of guardians, which are the fighters that you play, and I have max level characters of two of those, just the third one. Well, actually, Charlotte plays with me sometimes. We play co-op together, and she plays that third class, so I didn't see any reason in creating a player in that class. And Destiny's done pretty well. Kind of petered out because everybody knew there was going to be another one, Destiny 2, coming out. And a lot of the primary development team had moved to that second game. And so there wasn't as much content coming out. So it was getting a little stale. And people that play these sort of games really want the new stuff all the time, that want something, you know. So but you know, I knew Destiny 2 had been coming out, and not too long ago, so the you know, last night we went to our little hangout, Carolina Beer Temple, and I have occasionally, you know, I know most of the people, both, you know, both on our side of the bar and the other side of the bar, the people that work there and the other patrons. Well, we talk about various stuff, and we talk about games sometimes. And one of the guys that I'm pretty good friends with there now, one of the bartenders, apparently plays a lot of video games, and he plays Destiny constantly on the PS4. Ugh. Bummer, except for the fact that I bought a PS4 finally about 4 months ago, I think. Because I basically bought it for myself for my birthday. For an open world, like, single player game, not a game that you would play with other players. It's called Horizon Zero Dawn, which is a big open world game where you have quests and stuff to do, but you can run wherever you want to in the world. You can do whatever you want. There are lots of side quests. There are lots of things you can do that aren't even quests, that are just interesting. You can craft things and build stuff, and you can build traps and all sorts of stuff. Very fun, and it's a PlayStation 4 exclusive. So, again, one of those exclusives I was talking about. And so that was the point where I decided to pull the trigger and buy a PS4. So I've had one for a few months now, and I had not yet bought Destiny 2 as a beta. It comes out in September. It comes out next month. And so when Justin, this bartender, and I started talking about it, I was like, you know what? I got the PS4. I'm going to buy Destiny 2 on the PS4. And I'll actually have a friend that I can play with. Because some of these things work better when you have larger groups of people that are, like, friendly or coordinated with each other. I mean, there are lots of things. Some games call them raids. Some games call them strikes. Some games call them, you know, whatever. But they're when groups of people have to get together to fight an especially hard enemy. And if you are, you know, friendly with a person and you guys are all talking, or at least even if you just know each other's strengths and weaknesses and strategies, it makes things a whole lot easier. And it's just more fun, you know, if you're playing with a group of friends. So I actually have a PS4 friend now that, and we were talking last night, and it turned out his girlfriend is out of town for the weekend. And so he said he was going to be playing, and he still plays regular Destiny pretty regularly. And I actually went ahead and bought regular Destiny. I pre-ordered Destiny 2, and I bought regular Destiny, because if you have characters high enough level, they can transfer over when you go to Destiny 2, and they'll like lose all their stuff. That's part of the storyline, is that the Guardians get defeated and they lose their home, and they're having to fight it back and everything. But I thought, what the heck? And plus, I need to get the controllers are slightly different, so I need to get used to the controller. So he said he's going to be playing all evening tonight, playing Destiny. So I'm like, we're on. I'm going to be there. So I am waiting for him to log on now, actually. And earlier today, have been playing Horizon Zero Dawn on the PS4. I had been stuck in a boss fight, you know, a fight with a big baddie. And basically, you're in a situation where the only way out is to go past this person. And if you die while you're in there, you just basically respawn at the start of the fight. And so you're stuck. If you can't, there are games. I own games that I am stuck in. That I can't even. Warhammer 40K on the Xbox One, I am stuck in a fight. It's not even a boss. I mean, that game has more like just crazy ass fights than boss fights. And I played this one fight, I bet 50 times. I can't figure out how to beat it. But probably more than 50 times. So I'm kind of just basically stuck in that game. And I was a teeny bit afraid I was stuck in the same way in Horizon Zero Dawn, but the other day, I decided to go back into it with fresh eyes. I didn't defeat it yesterday, I defeated it the day before. Went out back in with fresh eyes and said, there are some things, some advantages, some traps and things that I have that I haven't been using in this fight. This is a fight with one big kind of boss sort of thing, and then a whole bunch of minor ones. And I'm like, I think I can use these traps and everything, and I could probably get rid of the minor ones almost without having to fight them. And then I can focus on the bad guy, or the big guy. And another one of the weapons that I had not really been using, I hadn't understood how good it is in general, And B, it happens to be the weapon that is most effective against that bad guy. So it was like doubly effective against him. And so like second time through, I beat it after probably losing to that one maybe 10 times before. So I enjoy console games. I am on both the Xbox One and PS4 networks. If people play console games and want somebody to play with, let me know. I play more like shooters, things like that. But like, Rocket League. I have Rocket League, you know, the little car, crazy car game. I don't play a lot of like the straight up racing games or the straight up sports games or anything, but you know, can always, if you want to, let me know. I'm happy to friend you and you can look at my list and compare. So I enjoy it. I like console games, and the PS4 is the better console of this generation, in my opinion. So I'm glad I finally got one, and I'm looking forward to Destiny 2, like in another month. We will be playing the heck of it right after Dragon Con. So that will be it for today. Hopefully, like I said, there's probably some pretty bad background noise in this, and I apologize, but I had to... The more important thing to solve was to keep the dog noise down for Charlotte and Gracie. So thanks a lot. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, and all my other Twitter, Google+, Instagram, GitHub, I'm trying to think of some of the weird ones that I'm on, but I'm on a bunch of weird stuff. And you can find the links to all that on kenzoid.com. Be happy for you to put comments on the episode, or just let me know what you think. So thanks a lot and have a good evening. We'll talk to you soon. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll let you know how the strikes went tonight. So thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Bye.